Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. Nationally known historian and photographer Frances Fuller Victor first visited Crater Lake in 1873. She was accompanied by Oliver Cromwell Applegate, a member of the well-known Pioneer family. Victor perched on a large rock 900 feet above the water to admire the lake's beauty, inspiring Applegate later to name the overlook Victor Rock. Victor wrote books about the Pacific Northwest, originally for the H.H. Bancroft History Company in California. After 11 years, she resigned her position and wrote under her own name in Oregon. Her book, Atlantis Arisen, helped promote Crater Lake as a popular tourist attraction. Originally, maps of Crater Lake identified Victor Rock, but the Sinnott Memorial was built on top of it in 1930, supplanting the original name. As compensation to Victor, the park superintendent named a spot on the east rim near Sentinel Rock, Victor View. Victor once said, "I should like to be buried with a rock for my monument beside the lovely and awe-inspiring Crater Lake." Although that never happened, Victor View remains. She died in 1902, the same year that Crater Lake became a national park. Today's episode of As It was written by Sharon Bywater, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.